Sunday and Monday, Parshas Kayrach, Shir 315. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, the Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, took an extended trip to America to collect money for his yeshiva in Baranovich. And he was very careful where he went to visit, where he went to speak. And there were certain yeshivas that he felt did not have the proper hashkafa in the Messiah HaTorah, and therefore he refused to go there, even though he knew he might lose money for his yeshiva. There was an individual that was sitting in Rabbi Chanan's room when one of the people from that yeshiva came. And he told Rabbi Chanan as follows. He said, I'm asking you the last time. Are you going to accept our invitation to say a shir in our yeshiva? Or are you going to refuse? And I want to remind you, you came here to collect money. I can give you a lot of money from my own money. Our yeshiva has many people in many kehilas in America. Many rabbanim learned in our yeshiva. And if you're going to refuse to speak by us, it's going to cause you a big hefsid for what you're trying to collect. Will you come or not? Rabbi Chanan was quiet for a minute, and then he answered as follows. He said, the Chavetz Chaim used to say, in every city, you have to have one mishugana, called Ashtat Mishugana. One mishugana in the city. A person that says something different than everybody else. Why, says the Chavetz Chaim? Because from this individual, you might hear one time a Dvar Emes. When everybody else is embarrassed to say the truth, there's a hope that this mishugana might say the truth. And therefore, every city needs such an individual. That's what the Chavetz Chaim said. Said Rabbi Chanan to this person, if this is my purpose, to be the shtat mishugana, to be the individual that's different than everybody else, that doesn't hold back from saying the truth, then that's what I'll be. And he refused the invitation. And sometimes we're faced with this dilemma. Many people are doing things that are improper. Many people are saying things that are improper. The Chavetz Chaim said there has to be one shtatz mishugana. There has to be one person that does things differently, that has the Rebbeinu Shlalom in mind, so to speak, that says the truth, that doesn't care what everybody else says. And that individual should be us when we're faced with the Nisayon.